This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN News Update. An openly gay cowboy has spoken out about homophobia in remote Australia after receiving homophobic death threats online. Joshua Goyne recently posted a video to Facebook detailing his experience of being vilified online. In the video, he explained that he received messages from other cowboys on an online rodeo forum saying that they were glad AIDS thinned out gay men in the 80s. One cowboy also allegedly said he wished it was 1850 so he could shoot Goyne for being gay. In response, Goyne said, "Remote Australia has a terrible problem with homophobia and it needs to stop." And Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras has launched a tongue-in-cheek new short video to promote marriage equality and remind Australians that being gay shouldn't be a big deal. In the video, a young man comes out to his family at a barbecue, finally admitting to his mum and dad that he's a tomato sauce man and always has been. His revelation causes his dad to walk off visibly upset, before returning to hug and kiss his son in support. The video ends with the message, "A simple difference shouldn't be a big deal," and the hashtag equal love. The legalization of same-sex marriage in the United States has been linked to a reduced suicide rate among young LGBTI people, according to recent research. In a paper published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, suicide attempts by LGBTI-identifying people were monitored across 47 states in the US, analyzing nearly 763,000 students in total. The results found that in the 32 states where same-sex marriage was legal, there had been a 7% drop in suicide attempts. And the Australian Christian Lobby has slammed the ACT government for recently flying rainbow flags to mark Valentine's Day and to champion marriage equality. The ACL's managing director, Lyle Shelton, derided the move as political and said it was a political agenda not all Australians were signed onto. In response, Chief Minister Andrew Barr promised that despite Shelton's conservative views, the flags would definitely fly again during the city's LGBTI festival later this year. Australia's first gay soccer club, the Sydney Rangers, have called for fans of the Western Sydney Wanderers, who recently displayed a homophobic banner, to be banned from matches. During Saturday's A-League game, members of the Wanderers supporters group unfurled a sexually explicit banner featuring a man resembling Sydney FC coach Graham Arnold. Rangers president Joseph Rapolo said the banner was very confronting and that it instantly sent out the message that it's okay to mock people based on their sexuality. And a parliamentary committee has recommended that Queensland MPs pass laws to scrap the gay panic defence. The controversial defence allows people accused of murder to claim provocation by unwanted sexual advance. In a report to Parliament earlier this week, the Legal Affairs and Community Safety Committee recommended the bill to abolish the defence. The gay panic defence has already been abolished throughout Australia, with the exceptions of Queensland and South Australia. That was your QNN News Update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A gay boxer has bashed a man who was bullying him online. Yusuf Mack attacked the unidentified man for homophobic abuse while he was at the hairdresser having his hair washed. Mack is unapologetic about the incident while the victim has vowed revenge on TMZ. In 2015, Mack was outed for doing gay porn but denied it and said he was drugged. A week later, he told Philly TV that he'd been gay for 8 years and willingly did the porn. A university study has revealed that LGBT kids are more likely to avoid sports than straight youth. The British Columbia research says that only 3 in 10 gay boys participate in sport, as opposed to 68% of straight boys. Bisexuals of both genders were at 40% and lesbians around 50%. The study says kids are avoiding sport for a number of reasons, including verbal harassment and feeling uneasy when naked in the change rooms. And finally, a transgender teen in Texas was forced to wrestle in a girls' state tournament because of rules made by the school sport regulator. Mark Beggs asked the Texas Uni Interscholastic League to let him compete as a boy for Euless Trinity High School, but was told he had to compete as the gender on his birth certificate. Some parents called for him to be thrown out of the tournament due to his testosterone treatment, but Beggs stayed in the comp and ended up winning the title 12-2 against Chelsea Sanchez in the 110-pound classification. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.